I can roll an A.
Can you?
Oh,
you ready? 4-year-old Tatavian Jackson has only been in the pre-K classroom at Day Early Learning Center in Indianapolis for 2 weeks now, but he's already practicing writing his name on a whiteboard.
You cannot read.
Yeah, cannot.
You can read when tonight.
His letters are still a little shaky, something one of his friends points out.
You're doing your guy's name. That looks like mountains.
Tatavian is unfazed by the criticism and keeps working. This moment, where learning and social interaction meet, is what Day Early Learning Administrator Marcia Hearn-Lindsay says is crucial for kids this age.
Well, one of the things that I think is very important that we often miss in these opportunities is building the social and emotional competencies of children, really helping children know who they are and be able to work within an environment of other children. And I think that's a piece that we often miss when children don't have these opportunities at an early age.
Before he enrolled in his pre-K class a few weeks ago, Tatavian was at home with his mom, Sarah Jackson. Every morning, his older brother and sister would get ready for school. And his mom says that made Tatavian feel left out.
I think it's just the whole idea of, well, this is something that my brother and sister do, and so I've never done it, and I want to do it.
Jackson says her son definitely wanted to go to school, but he also needed to.
That was probably one of the things with him, is it was like he needs to be challenged a little bit more. I had a bunch of the workbooks at home, like we can do letters, and he lost interest in that real quick because it was like, I already know how to write my letters.
But preschool wasn't really an option for the Jacksons last year because they rely on one income from Jackson's husband.
It's kind of sad that to get your child the education they need, it's so out of reach for some people.
As soon as Jackson and her husband heard about the state's pre-K program for low-income families, they applied, then waited to see if they would make the cut for one of the 465 spots in the state. More than 1,200 families applied. The day they found out,
I cried a little, and we jumped around the house. We all took turns jumping on the bed, actually, because he was so excited.
Family and Social Services Administration Head of Early Learning, Melanie Brizzi, says getting 4-year-olds into school even just months before kindergarten can make a major difference.
Studies are very clear that the children who start kindergarten well prepared are set for a much greater chance of academic achievement, including third grade reading level, graduation from high school, and the completion of college.
And so far, Tatavian is doing well. Jackson says she's already seeing a difference. Before starting school, Tatavian always had trouble remembering his birthday and how old he was.
But he came home yesterday and he got in the car and he said, Mommy, my birthday is March 8th, 2010. And I said, oh, good job. So I don't know what they did to get it to stick in his head, because we couldn't get it to stick.
While pre-K advocates are excited about these little victories, they also point out that the pilot program is only serving a fraction of the state's low-income children.
It says Asher. Let me spell it out.
Back at Day Early Learning, Hearn-Lindsay says there's a lot more to do.
I really am hoping that at some point we can understand that even our working poor and our middle-income families are struggling to pay the cost for pre-K and preschool experiences, and figure out a way that we can deepen or widen our support for them.
The legislature will consider a bill this session that would extend the pilot to 13 other counties that applied for the program but were not selected. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Claire McInerney.